All right, y'all. We back with another video, man. Y'all already know what's going on, all right? Now, look, I want to mostly use this video to talk about this clip from the Sean Ryan show, right? Now, he had Tucker Carlson on, and the title is Exposing the Dark Truth Behind OnlyFans. And they get to talking about the 764 cult. They get to talking about trafficking through the site, which, you'll be surprised that there's been a lot of cases of trafficking through OnlyFans. You probably won't be surprised at it because obviously, where anything like that is on the internet, there's gonna be chances of it. And women being forced, women being used on the website in that way, or being trafficked through the website. Pretty dark stuff. But we're gonna get into that in a second. I want to first play this clip. And I think she went live the other day. This might have been yesterday morning. And this is Kanika Jenkins' mom. So y'all let me know. I mean, I haven't kept up with nothing, with her mom until we did that video the other day, that did very well. And so she went on live just saying crazy shit. So I don't know if this is the normal or if she really, she just on one right now. But check this out real quick, y'all.
I'm gonna pray for y'all that send them y'all words, cause I'm calling it. I told y'all once, the rapture is coming. I wish y'all understand this, but those who have ears, y'all don't have to understand, cause I ain't God. All praises we get to the Most High. I'm asking y'all, y'all ain't even got to keep on saying it, cause I thank God for every time y'all said something bad. Guess what? I used that. And I ate it. Y'all know why I ate it? Because that was my strength. God renewed in me a new heart. Things that used to matter. See, when it first happened, y'all cut me off. God, now I got my armor. And God fixed my armor. So I'm ready. And y'all know y'all listening. And y'all hear me. I'm ready. Come on. Bring it, bitch. I'm going to pray for y'all. Send them y'all words, cause I'm
ready. Why is she talking like that? People are saying it's 5 in the morning and I'm ready. Why she sounding like a pastor that early in the morning? That's that type of shit where she been up all night probably drinking. Somebody says she sound like a damn demon. Nah, for real. And talking about God is crazy. Them demons eating her alive. Somebody says she casting spells on the people speaking on Kanika. I don't know. She sold her daughter's organs. She knows she effed up. Her mother is a weirdo. That's crazy, man. I don't know if she's just trying to run this up because she know people back talking about her and her daughter. Or, maybe this is just, I don't know. Them demons just coming through. Got her up at all times of the night going crazy. I'm ready. Insane. All right, y'all. Let's get into the reason you probably clicked on this video. Thought this was very interesting. Let's check a good bit out of it, right? Check this out, y'all.
764. Have you heard of this?
No.
Holy shit, dude. Like, so this is an online cult, and they hang out in... They hang out in, online. They hang out in this. There's a game that all the kids are playing nowadays called Roblox. Sounds like Roblox, but people know what I'm talking about. Roblox and Minecraft. And they're fucking everywhere. They're on Xbox. They're on PlayStation. They're on computer games. They're on chat rooms. They're on social media. They're on everything. And what they do is they target primarily young women, teenage women and below, girls. And they might, have them do something for a sexually exploit them for a fucking Louis Vuitton purse or something like that. And then, then they have the photos, and then they keep in touch, and they call them back with these groups of people with the photos and say they're going to release this. And they're having these girls carve slut into their arms with razor blades. They've had people, they have gone so far now, and this is spreading like wildfire. They had one girl swallow the razor blades after she carved slut into her flesh. And they had another girl kill herself. And, that's what I want to go after now, is because
Well, that
that's a there's an impact that you can have where you don't have to wait on some political prostitute to introduce a fucking bill into Congress or the Senate, and you're actually going to save somebody's fucking life or
I
save
agree.
somebody from being sexually exploited or trafficked or all of the above. But man, that stuff's like, it's just so alarming and so disgusting. And are you tracking any of this shit?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's, I would just, yeah, I've, yes. And I just had an interview, which hasn't aired yet, but with your friend John Rich about this topic this week. We went pheasant hunting together in South Dakota and did it there and talked a lot about it for 3 days. I would just say two things. One, I don't think, and what you just told me confirms. Gives further evidence to what I believe, which is sex trafficking is not primarily about sex, it's about defiling innocence. Sex is hot girl, want to sleep with her. This is not that. This is.
Real quick, a lot of times Tucker Carlson, he really gives good insight to spiritual topics because this is very spiritual, and that's exactly what it is. That S trafficking, it's not always, most of the time, it's not about sex. It's definitely about defiling innocence. Taking your spirit, your soul, right up out of you. That's straight from the devil. And when I heard this clip, this is kind of when it gets juicy. This is what made me want to talk about it. I didn't, we kind of already went over the 764 stuff, but I really like the aspect he brought to the conversation. Check this out.
Child molestation and all these carving slut, having a girl carve slut into her arm, what's the benefit to you? Well, there's none. What you're doing is defiling innocence. It's destroying beauty. It's making ugly something pure. It's pissing on an image of God is actually what it is. So it's by its nature demonic. That's what demonic is. So this is a spiritual phenomenon. I think that I've always thought that. Like, what is that? As someone who likes sex and thinks women are beautiful and everything, what is this? It's not about that. It's about destroying something innocent. So that makes it the most evil thing that there is. And I couldn't agree with you more. I also think it's way more widespread even than you described. It's called OnlyFans.
He is right. It's way more widespread. I actually love this topic because, it's demonic to its core. I don't think it's ever really been about sex. That's just like the plus. Even going back to all the Diddy stuff and all that junk, people used to be like, oh, they're just getting freaky. They're just doing this and doing that. It ain't about that. It's about control, power, and just literally ripping the soul out of somebody, ripping what it is for them to be human right out of you. That's nothing but the devil. Who wants that the most? The devil. It's demonic. It's demons. That's all it is. It's very spiritual. Check it out.
And I don't know why the guy who runs OnlyFans is not in prison, like right now, because he's a massive contributor to all kinds of different left-wing causes. But so there's that. But you know, if you're turning like a huge percentage of America's young women into prostitutes, you're a criminal. And punishing you and stopping that is like top of our priority list, because you can't degrade my country and turn my women into prostitutes. Like, that cannot be allowed. It's not. There's no human right that says you can pimp a nation's women, young women. No. Take advantage of their misery and confusion and desperation and poverty to turn them into prostitutes. That's like, that's what an invading army does.
Mm.
So I'm, of course, I couldn't be more opposed to all of it, pornography, all of it. Like, I'm violently opposed to it. I guess I would just, my only concern is that we imagine a self-described satanic cults. I'm actually way less bothered by satanic cults than I am by OnlyFans, which is also a satanic cult, because at least the official satanic cults call themselves what they are. Hmm. It's like nice to have the opponent identify himself. But like, what does YouPorn call itself? Adult entertainment? No. I mean, what? It's the same thing. And the point is the same. It's to destroy our civilization. And it's working.
Now, the crazy thing about OnlyFans, right? Y'all remember, it immediately makes me think about Lil Tay and Bad Baby. Because y'all remember Lil Tay was being all cocky and all that, because her first day on OnlyFans, she like broke Bad Baby's record, or however much she made, or signups. Not really sure, right? So supposedly she had the OnlyFans like ready to be public like years before that, because people were talking about the age verification thing. And there's a lot of different things that you can get around on OnlyFans. Basically, when, you know, women are being trafficked on it, or, you know, being manipulated to start one or whatever. Like, so many people have created OnlyFans accounts. So many like couples do it. So on and so on. There's so many people who are willing to subscribe just to see a girl in a light that they would never see in real life. It's really like the same thing as corn. It's the same thing. And if you sign up for OnlyFans account, you're basically just participating in it. There's no like, you know, you say you quit corn, but you sign up and you still got your accounts on OnlyFans. It's the same thing. You know, those demons are still attacking you in the same way, right? Because I've been one of the few to never created an account, never purchased a girl's OnlyFans. It just does not make any sense to me. And the crazy thing is, a lot of these women that are like borderline famous or are famous, they're not even like posting corn on there. They're just posting like regular pictures and making millions. But then you got the girls who are doing the content, and that's literally their life. And they will argue you down to, they'll argue you to death, basically, that this is empowering. You know, this is for a way a woman can make her money. But I mean, it's all the same thing as prostitution. It's the same thing, regardless. Look, even this article, while some users have referred to OnlyFans as empowering, which it's not, unfortunately, the site also plays a role in human trafficking and exploitation. The U.S. Department of State estimates that at any given time, there are estimated 27.6 million victims of human trafficking worldwide, with the global population at around 8 billion. This represents about 0.345% of the population. Many of these victims are trafficked online. Given the site is largely known for sexual content, OnlyFans makes itself another instrument for human trafficking, y'all. So according to OnlyFans having 4.1 million creators and 305 million users, if we apply the aforementioned 0.354% to those creators, that suggests that there are 14,000 victims of human trafficking on the site being forced. A lot of the women are being forced. You have to think about that. Some of them aren't just on there just because they want to. It's almost the same form of pimping on the street. Now you can pimp online. It's the same thing. And y'all remember when the owner came out and was like, yeah, we're not going to allow the sexual content anymore, and then they backtracked, and it's been on there ever since, and that was a couple years ago.
So yeah, I'm really upset about it, and I think we should, and by the way, a lot of our leaders and institutions take money from these groups, like the ones that are legitimate. They're not, there's nothing more legitimate about OnlyFans than there is about a satanic cult that lures girls online into carving slut into their arms are swallowing razor blades. It's the same thing.
Do you know that we're the number one consumer of kiddie porn
of
in
course.
The world?
What?
Why do you think that law enforcement agencies, and trafficking too, if I remember correctly, were the number one consumer? Why do you think that? I mean, what is more precious than our kids?
Well, they've got real criminals, like people who march on the Capitol with pocket constitutions in their hands and stuff, like the JSIC prisoners. You know, they've got, like, white supremacy is a bigger problem. They don't care, obviously.
Here's an example. Like, it's because everybody I talk to is trying to do something. I can't find somebody that's not. But I just had lunch, very involved with my local sheriff. Fucking love him and what he's trying to do. His name's Jeff Hughes. I was talking to him. We had a meeting yesterday about this with a lot of his deputies and a musician who's trying to bring awareness to this whole thing. And we were chatting, and I was telling him about the 764 call, which is, you know, gaining, it's starting to get exposure.
Yeah. Now, here was where they go in a bit more about that 764 cult. And it all kind of relates. It's all the same topic because you're entering, you know, like dark corners of the internet where the average person doesn't know about this stuff. If you're not actively researching this kind of stuff, you don't know what's going on. But it also goes to show you that the internet has multiple layers. Your everyday user of just checking their email and news and weather and this and that, and then you have the next layer of, you know, surfing the net and getting work done. Then you have the next layer of YouTube and dark corners and conspiracy. Then you have shit like the 764 cult and all kinds of stuff. I just generalized all that, you know, multiple layers to the internet. But my point of that is darkness exists everywhere, and the internet, quite, you know, honestly, being one of the worst creations humans ever created, this is now, you know, what it is. This is what we deal with. You know, you can have access to everything, and you will, you know, people who are a lot more gullible, a lot more susceptible to stuff like this will come across these kind of cults. They will come across, you know, trafficking, and they'll be a lot more susceptible to it than, you know, the average person who doesn't even really use the internet like that. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. This stuff is crazy, though. It's dark. It's demonic. And it's definitely one of the most important topics, I feel, you know, that should be talked about. And no matter how much, you know, we get on here, I don't think it's ever enough, you know, as far as how big this topic actually is, y'all. It's crazy, man. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this one, though. We'll be back with another video tomorrow, y'all. That being said, it's Black Balloon, and I'm gonna see y'all soon, all right? I'm out.